Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Seldom has a Virginia delegation to a national political convention been invited to sit front row center, and we've seen that this year a couple of times.
That is correct, and of course Virginia Democrats in particular tended to be pariahs for a long time at national conventions. Big differences between Virginia Democrats and national Democrats on issues such as civil rights. But now, to quote the late Mills Godwin, Virginia is of the nation and a battleground state, very much in play. Polls suggesting it's particularly tight here between Barack Obama, who won in 08, and Mitt Romney challenging the president here. The Democrats from Virginia were very much on display, not just the delegates, but, you know, some of the bigger personalities. Tim Kaine, the former DNC chairman, former governor, running for Senate, signaling in a speech to the convention that he's running with Barack Obama, not from the president. Tim Kaine's good buddy, Austin Ligon, one of the co-founders of CarMax, he appeared at the convention and talked up Barack Obama's bailout of the auto industry as not only for good for his, Ligon's business, but for the nation as a whole. And Mark Warner was moving it, doing it, not at all dismissive of speculation that he might be interested in another go for president. And in 2016, of course, he had that short-lived campaign just after leaving the governorship in 06. Mark Warner even showing up on Fox to talk about the importance of the parties working together. So by and large, Virginia's Democratic delegation and camp followers very much a reflection of the increasing nationalization of Virginia politics.
I just noted that while Democratic Senate candidate Kaine spoke to the convention, his Republican rival, George Allen, did not even go to his convention last week.
Yes, of course, the last time he was at a convention was in 04. He made a point of visiting the New Hampshire delegation. It was very much perceived as an unofficial step in his unofficial campaign for president, which seemed to be one of the reasons Allen was defeated for a re-election to the Senate in 06.
And even Republican Governor Bob McDonnell was in Charlotte as part of the GOP rebuttal team, I guess it's called. Is this maybe just one more consolation prize for the passed-over Veep candidate?
Well, perhaps the governor would put it this way. Maybe it's part of a continuing audition for some form of post-gubernatorial employment, assuming there is a Romney victory. Of course, North Carolina and Virginia, battleground states. McDonnell having something of a profile in neighboring North Carolina. The governor, very much the attack dog, biting Obama, but gumming Bill Clinton. You may have noticed that he sort of, rather the governor, seemed to heap greater praise or less criticism on Bill Clinton than Barack Obama.
It's getting so the candidates are coming to Virginia so often, it's really hard to keep up with them. President Obama spoke in Norfolk this week on the eve of his acceptance of the nomination, and Mitt Romney is coming to the state again this weekend.
But Ann Romney, the Republican candidate's spouse, will be in Loudoun County in those important one of those important outer suburbs of Washington, D.C. She'll be there today. Mitt Romney will be in Virginia Beach, which was very closely contested in 08. Romney will be there tomorrow. The Mitt and Ann Romney visits represent the 26th and 27th visits to Virginia since January by a presidential candidate, vice presidential candidate, or spouse.
We have, just a little over a minute, I think. I want to ask you about all the non-candidate ad spending going on, especially in the swing states like Virginia, these outside groups that have become so important.
Yet another and perhaps one of the most telling reminders of Virginia's status as a swing state. David Poole and his gang over at BPAP, that online watchdog of money and politics, are calculating that so far, the non-candidate groups, that's a high-minded way of saying super PACs and other advocacy groups let loose by the Citizens United decision, has spent $37 million in this state for television so far. In 08, according to one estimate, spending was less than $3 million. And half of that $37 million was spent by those Karl Rove-led PACs and advocacy committees, the Crossroads organizations.
Okay. About 30 seconds now. See, the city of Suffolk has come out against uranium mining. More and more localities are lining up on that. That's going to be an issue, of course, at the next legislative session.
Yes, the Southampton Road cities worried about a possible threat to their drinking water, much of it pumped from deep Southside. Interesting that Southside legislators and Hampton Roads legislators, which fought each other for years over pumping water from Southside to Southampton Roads, are now fighting this mine, this proposed mine, together.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us on Friday mornings here on Morning Edition.